Why the silence? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Some former and current military leaders seem genuinely concerned about the president declaring he would use the active duty military to dominate protesters. Democrats, of course, quickly join that criticism, but the question I'm hearing is why more Republicans haven't spoken out on this. Republicans abhor big government, so why stay silent? Well, I don't know what's in their hearts, but I do know what you'll find on conservative websites. There's an essay at thefederalist.com, and it doesn't get much more conservative than that, titled How the Second Amendment Prevents Tyranny. And here's an excerpt. The essay says the founders opted, quote, to rely for our defense primarily on an armed citizenry that can be called up as a militia. If the people themselves are the military power of the state, then that power cannot be used against the people, unquote. That's why the Second Amendment is a bedrock conservative principle. And that, I believe, is why most Republicans are silent. They don't see a problem here. Because were the president to go too far, the solution is built in. It's the militia. Today we call it the National Guard. It would make sure that federal military power could not be used against the American people. Unfortunately, when you think about it, the scenarios get pretty ugly, right? It can mean anything from general mutiny to civil war, which might be another reason for the silence. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.